Good afternoon, everyone. John Carter here, coming to you from the Sun Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. The Huron County Board of Commissioners tackled a full agenda today, highlighted by the appointment of a new commissioner to represent District 6. Following interviews with candidates Marvin Coughlin and Glenn Cook, the board voted to appoint Glenn Cook to complete the remainder of the term left vacant by the resignation of Commissioner Joe Murphy. Cook will serve through December 31st, 2028. Commissioners also announced interviews for the Huron Transit Corporation Board will take place on July 28th. Among the board's consent agenda actions, commissioners approved a state transportation agreement for Huron Transit, authorized additional funding for a communications repeater and sheriff's patrol vehicle purchases, approved the release of 2 acres from a farmland development rights agreement, and approved several personnel changes within the sheriff's office and the friend of the court. The board also made appointments to several county and regional boards. Mary Babcock was named to the Nature Center Board, while newly appointed Commissioner Glenn Cook will serve as the county's alternate representative on the Substance Use Disorder Oversight Policy Board, the GST Michigan Works Governing Board, and the Thumb Area Regional Community Corrections Advisory Board. Additional action included formally accepting the resignations of Commissioner Joe Murphy and Corrections Officer Nina McCoy, approving an addendum to the county's contract with Thumb Correctional Food Services, and authorizing an agreement related to the Ranger Power Pine Sap Solar Project. The meeting concluded with routine business, including approval of county bills and an opportunity for public and commissioner comments. And during the Lapeer Board of Commissioners meeting of the whole, some expenditures were given provisional approval to go before the board for a final decision. There was a request from the Sheriff's Department to purchase 10 Sublocade injection shots for qualified inmates at a cost of $15,527. And it was also a request to purchase up to 50 additional Sublocade injection shots as needed for qualified inmates at a cost not to exceed $77,636. The shots are to be administered to the inmates who have an opioid addiction. Those 2 purchases are to be paid from the opioid lawsuit settlement funds the county received. In other financial matters, the prosecutor's office requested renewal of the Carpel software subscription and storage at a cost of $34,250. The board will review the recommendations that were during the Committee of the Whole when the board meets in full session at 9 a.m. board meeting on July 23rd. When we come back from this Bresky Siding and Building sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Call Bresky Siding and Building Repair for your new roof repair, or leak detection.
This is Derek Bresky, your roofing specialist from Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair. Most people think replacing their old worn-out roof is expensive and are afraid of rising costs. Call me for a free roof inspection and let me show you what Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair have to offer. With over 40 years' experience, I will personally come and inspect your roof. Trust me to give you a roof you can afford, including a top-of-the-line quality shingle.
Call my dad at 989-529-8167.
That's right, Ayanna. Call our dad today at Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair, a company you can trust.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, continuing with our local news. 2 school districts and a library in Sanilac County will have proposals on the August 4 election ballot. The Carsonville-Port Sanilac School District will be requesting passage of an operational millage proposal. The request is to levy 2 mills for 3 years to bring the district's statutory millage rate back up to the standard 18 mills that was reduced by the Headley override. The 2 mill override caused the district to lose revenue. Passage of the proposal will allow the school district to levy the statutory rate not to exceed 18 mills on all property except principal residence and other property exempted by law. The millage is necessary for the district to receive the state's per pupil foundation allowance. If approved, the millage will generate about $77,367 the first year. The Marlette Community School District will ask voters to approve a $14 million bond proposal for 22 years. If approved, some of the things the bond funds will be used for is remodeling of school buildings, site development, and driveway improvements. The millage works out to be about 2.15 mils. The following is for informational purposes only, of course. The estimated millage that will be levied for the proposed bonds is 2.5 mils. The total amount of qualified bonds currently outstanding is $3.14 million, but the total amount of qualified loans currently outstanding is zero. The Aitken Memorial District Library will ask voters to renew its 0.7813 of a mill for 10 years to fund the library's operations. If the millage is approved, it is estimated it would generate about $264,000 for the first year. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update is brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts.